Good morning, this is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration this morning. we're going back to the First Epistle of John, and again, the verse that we looked at from the beginning was John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. And so we're going back and looking at what these things are that he wrote so that we might know. And so we looked at a few things. We looked at the idea of walking in the light, being honest, confessing our sins. We looked at a little bit about loving our brother, and we looked about friendship with the world and what the Bible has to say about that, and how we cannot love the world, and how the love of the Father is not in us if we love the world, and all those things. And all these things John was writing unto us so that we might know whether we have eternal life in us or not. And so that's the theme. That's what we're going to look at. This morning we're going to start at chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And there is a very important verse there. It says, every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And so we understand that if that is not the case for us, if we are not continuously purifying ourselves, or if we are not being in a constantly in a purifying process, we have to ask ourselves whether we are in Christ. But Jesus or God wants us to be pure, even as he is pure. And he said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Again, a very good indicator whether we are in Christ or not. Well, let's continue on there a little bit. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. And then he says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now this can be a little confusing here at the time. You know, it talks about he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And it says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Now, he's not saying speaking of sinless perfection there. We all know that we have things that we deal with in our life, and we are not perfect in this life. But it's talking about a life that is not two ways. First of all, a life that is not marked by just open sin. In other words, there is something within us that works against that old sinful nature. And then also verse 9, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Now, I believe that part is what he's talking about there, is We are spiritual beings. We are soul and spirit, body, soul, and spirit. And the new birth, when we are born of God, that happens in our spirit. And that spirit, that new spirit, that new being that's born of God that's within us, does not commit sin. Now, the soul is in a continuous process of purification, where we are constantly, you know, working that out from within. And so the spirit is perfect, but the soul is being perfected over time, purified, if you may. So, again, not saying that we have sinless perfection where we never make any mistakes and we'll never do anything that we shouldn't do, but that spirit within us does not commit sin. That which is born of God that is within us does not commit sin, and it is that continuously progresses and works its way out in our everyday life. And he also says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, verse 7, even as he is righteous. And that's a very important thing there that, you know, again, there is this lie out there that I just need to confess Jesus and I am eternally secure. It doesn't matter what I do. But here it is very, very clear that that is not true. That is not possible. That if we are righteous, if we are in Christ, we will do righteousness. We will not commit sin on a habitual basis. But there is a purifying that happens in our heart when that happens. So let's go on to, we were at verse 10, no, verse 11. Verse 10, it says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Very, very clear. Very, very, very clear indicators. You know, if our life is marked with just sin and unrighteousness and hatred for those around us, then we are not the children of God. But if there is a love for the brethren, and there is our lives are marked with righteousness and holiness, that is a clear indicator that we are born of God. Verse 11, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. It is not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's were righteous. That whole idea, that whole principle there, is something that has repeated itself many, many, many times throughout history. It says, why did Cain hate his brother? It says he was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And then it says, because his own, Cain's works were evil, and his brother's, Abel's, were righteous. And there was jealousy there. There was hatred there, because he could not stand the fact that his brother was more righteous than he was. And that has been the source of many, many, many a persecution and a hatred throughout the years, where those who are wicked and do wickedness cannot tolerate those who are righteous and holy. Then it says there in verse 13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Again, if we have hatred in our hearts for our brothers around us, we cannot have eternal life. It just does not go together. God, the Spirit of God within us, gives us the ability to love those around us, even those who are unlovely, even those who are hard to love. After all, We were all unlovely. There was nothing in us that God should look down and desire to save. But God in His mercy, and because He loved that which was unlovely, He saved us and made us new. I think I'm going to stop there for this morning, and we will continue tomorrow morning. But again, just just want to look at these verses in the context of evaluating our own lives and saying, okay, so is this what's coming out of my life? Is this a life of righteousness, or is it unrighteousness? Is it a life of love for those around me, or is it a life of hatred and murder? Is it a life of love for the world and the things of the world, or is it a life of hatred for the world and a love of the Father and of Jesus Christ? And so let us just evaluate our lives with these principles, and we will be able to know whether we have eternal life or not. God bless you, and thank you for listening.